You know, this afternoon we thought we would we entitled our devotional service "Songs from the Nightingale," and some of you might recognize the title from the book that Brother Carl had printed, and we'd like to read the preface out of it. In "Good Morning America," Carl Sandburg wrote, "A poet is a nightingale who sits in darkness and sings to cheer its own solitude with sweet sounds. Poetry has always been appreciated for the beautiful manner in which it expresses thought. The Bible contains large amounts of poetic writings, the beauty and meter of which are lost in translation. The Psalms, for instance, were written as songs. The love poem that we know as the Song of Solomon is appreciated even today for its elegance and expression. The poems and other devotional writings in this collection were gathered by Ruby DeVogue. Ruby was a sister in Christ, isolated from others by geography. She lived in a small coastal villages on the shores of the Canadian province of Quebec, while having little fellowship with others of like faith. One of her spiritual lifelines was the beauty of poetic praise to God. She painstakingly hand-copied her favorites into a book of praise. These poems certainly cheered her in her solitude with the sweet sounds of love and faith. After her death, these poems found their way across the continent to the home of Sister Betty Bradbury of California, where they were treasured and carefully preserved. When she in turn finished her course on the earth, the book passed into other hands and now is being produced for the spiritual benefit of all Christians who love to hear God's praises through the poetic word. The publishers of this volume trust that the readers will continue to enjoy the nightingale songs of their fellow Christians who have produced the poems therein. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8, Brother Carl Hagensick. We were going to look at only four sections. As you can see, the book is quite heavy, or, you know, to cover in 1 hour, so we're not going to, you know, try to do that, but we've selected little segments of each of the four. There are 11 sections that are broken down in the book, and we will only look at four of them today and just, you know, pieces out of each of these. And they are praise. Number two, thankfulness. Number three, faith. And four, peace. Our first one, it comes from the section called praise. And out of it, we have two thoughts from Brother Russell: the value of a smile, and two, like sunshine after the snow. And we'll have Sister Kathy Migas read that for us.
The value of a smile. A smile costs nothing, but gives much. It enriches those who receive it without making poor those who give it. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the courtesy sign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet, it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. Some people are too tired to give you a smile. Give them yours, as none needs a smile so much as he who has no more to give. Like sunshine after the snow. Like water on the parched earth, and like sunshine to vegetation after winter snows, so the message of divine truth comes to us, and with it the blessed realization of divine favor. In the joy of our newfound treasure, we are apt to think at first that we have actually entered the Beulah land of joy and peace, where sorrow and trial can never come to us. But no, there are sorrows ahead and trials beyond, and you will need all the strength which the truth can give and all the blessed influences which grace can impart to enable you to endure faithfully to the end.
You know, a smile, I see most everybody is smiling when I say that, and that's what really it is. It is a something that is free to give, and it's happy to be received. And sunshine after the snow, you know, there's nothing so pretty as the sunshine on a new snowfall. It brightens everything and cheers everything. Our second selection is a paraphrase of Philippians 4:4-9, and it's entitled, "Be cheerful, unselfish, calm, and prayerful." And we're going to use Sister Barbara Jezza to read that for us.
Always rejoice in the Lord. I will repeat it, rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and earnest pleading, together with thanksgiving, let your requests be unreservedly made known before God. So will the peace of God, which passes all power of thought, be a garrison to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever wins respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovable, whatever is of good report or repute, if there is any virtue or anything deemed worthy of praise, cherish the thought of these things. Let all that you have learned and received and heard and saw in me fashion your conduct, and the God of peace will be with you. Cherish beautiful thoughts, live noble lives, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in his truth. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Cherish beautiful thoughts, live noble lives, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. You know, we are brethren that have the truth. We have something that the world doesn't have. We should be able to rejoice in it and always making melody in our hearts unto the Heavenly Father. Let's sing hymn number 132, My Redeemer. Hymn number 132, My Redeemer.
Thank you.
In our second section, it's thankfulness. We have a poem that "In Everything Give Thanks" by Rebecca Fair Dondoni. In Everything Give Thanks, we will have Brother Aaron Mike T. Michael read that for us.
In Everything Give Thanks. Dear Lord, with sorrow I confession make, that while the joy, I suffer for your sake. Yet in the cares with which my days abound, where I should smile, I fear, I often frown. In days gone by, I've murmured over and over, and unkind words have left me feeling sore. Those whom I come in contact day by day disturb me oft by things they do and say. And thoughtless actions may have left such a sting, I could not find it in my heart to sing. Lord, I'll be honest with myself and thee. I have not been as sweet as I should be. And I hear said, too hard the wind doth blow, too hot the day, too much rain or snow. And though at times I've checked the hasty word, still in my heart rebellious murmurs stirred. And I have thought that I could grow in grace, much better were I in another place. Lord, to this long list I guilty plead, and I am grieved over it, I am indeed. And I am come to make a vow to thee, that in the future days, whatever shall be, my portion, trials, cares, vexations, or pain, dear Lord, I will not murmur nor complain. And I will say when I arise each morn, this day my Lord wants me to overcome. In everything give thanks, this is the word. And I will school my heart to sweet accord. And I'll thank him for the sun and for the rain. I'll thank him for the sorrow and the pain. And in the things which try my patience so, I'll thank him that I have the chance to show how sweet and kind and loving I can be, how much his Holy Spirit dwells in me. Dear Lord, I'll trust thee, though I do not know why I should walk the path I'm called to go. I'll give thee thanks, whatever be the way, which thou shalt lead me in from day to day. Lord, this is what I've promised thee to do.
In everything, sometimes that's hard to do, to give in everything, give thanks. When we're going through hard experiences and hard trials, things that test our faith and character, it's hard to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for allowing this to happen to us. But we have the assurance that nothing happens to us without the Lord's approval. So it is up to us to be able to be rightly exercised by it. And that's why we can give thanks. We can give thanks because our Heavenly Father is supervising our experiences individually to each and every one of us. Let us sing hymn number 340. Count your many blessings. And as you sing this, think about the words you're singing and also the blessings that the many blessings we've received today, the many blessings we received yesterday, and the many blessings we are going to receive tomorrow. Count your many blessings, hymn number 340.
Thank you.
If you stop and think about it, we cannot even count the many blessings that our Lord has bestowed upon us day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. Reminded us of Brother Joe's discourse this morning and Brother Johann's description of do not be discouraged. God is over all. And do not be discouraged, because that is one of Satan's tools to us. Our third section deals with faith. Faith is one of the things that keeps us going and keeps us full and free. For without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. They shall mount up with wings of eagles, based upon Psalms 40 and verse 31. Sister Abby Weeks will read that.
The little bird sat on a slender limb, upward swinging, and though wind and rain were rough with him, he still kept singing. O little bird, quick, seek out your nest. I could not help keep from calling. The bleak winds tear your tender breast. Your tiny feet are falling. More need for song when things go wrong. I was not meant for crying. No fear for me, he piped with glee. My wings were made for flying. My heart had been dark as the stormy sky in my sorrow, with the weight of troubles long passed by in the morrow. Oh, little bird, sing, I cried once more. The sun will soon be shining. See, there's a rainbow arching o'er the storm's cloud silver lining. I will sing through everything. It will teach a blessing double, nor yet forget when rude winds fret to fly above your trouble.
You know, when you think about it, a little bird has a hard time when the wind is blowing. The eagle uses the wind to soar high upon the mountains. Let us soar as eagles, for we shall mount up with wings as eagles with the Lord's help and with the Lord's guidance. Keep this faith in your thinking and keep this faith strong within your minds, and you will be able to soar as the eagle and not struggle as the little bird. But you know, one of the things that the Lord has promised, that if he can take care of the sparrows and he can number the very hairs on our head, what do we have to fear? What do we have to be discouraged about? The God of the universe is taking care of each and every one of us. We have another selection, Why Standest Thou Afar Off, O Lord? And it's based upon Psalms 10, verse 1. And Sister Camille Martin will read that for us. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord?
God is a very present help in trouble, but he permits trouble to pursue us as though he were indifferent to its overwhelming pressure, that we may be brought to the end of ourselves and led to discover the treasures of darkness, the unmeasurable gains of tribulation. We may be sure that he who permits the suffering is with us in it. It may be that we shall see him only when the trial is passing, but we must dare to believe that he never leaves the crucible. Our eyes are holden, and we cannot behold him who our soul loveth. It is dark. The bandages blind us so that we cannot see the form of our high priest, but he is there, deeply touched. Let us not rely on feeling, but on faith in his unswerving fidelity. And though we see him not, let us talk to him. Directly when we begin to speak, Jesus comes, an answering voice which shows that he is the shadow, keeping watch upon his own. Your Father is as near when you journey through the dark tunnel as when under the open heaven. What though the path be all unknown, what though the way be drear, its shadows I traverse not alone, when steps of thine are near.
Let us sing hymn number 54, Once for All, and really think about Jesus did it once for all, for today, the church class, tomorrow, the world of mankind. Hymn number 54, Once for All. Do you believe it? Do you proclaim it? You know, Jeremiah believed it when the Lord told him to prophesy. But you know what happened to Jeremiah? Every time he prophesied, brought him trouble. Unfortunately, he didn't have good things to say because the rulers of the land had departed from the Lord. And he even argued with the Lord in Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, verses 7 through 9. Jeremiah 20, 7 through 9. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil because of the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. This verse is the verse that we have to remember. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing. But I could not stay. He had to speak that which the Lord gave him to speak. Are we speaking what the Lord has given us to speak? Think about that, brethren. Think about it. And think about that the Lord is the God of all comfort. And we have a poem with this title by Hannah Whitall Smith. And Sister Rhoda Larson will read that for us. God, the God of all comfort.
Among all the names that reveal God, this, the God of all comfort, seems to me one of the most lovely and most absolutely comforting. The words all comfort admit of no limitations and no deductions. The apostle tells us that whatsoever things are written in the scriptures are for our learning in order that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, may have hope. If we want to be comforted, we must make up our minds to believe every single solitary word of comfort God has ever spoken. And we must utterly refuse to listen to any words of discomfort spoken by our own hearts or by our circumstances. We must set our faces as flint to believe under each and every sorrow and trial in the divine comforter, and to accept and rejoice in this all-embracing comfort. I say set our faces like a flint because when everything around us seems out of sorts, it is not always so easy to believe in God's words of comfort. We must put our wills into this matter of being comforted just as we have put our wills into all other matters of our spiritual life. We must choose to be comforted. We must believe it. We must say to ourselves, God says it and it is true, and I am going to believe it no matter how it looks. And then we must never suffer ourselves to ever doubt or question again.
Brethren, one of the best ways to do this is to stand up for Jesus. Let's all arise and sing hymn number 272, stand up for Jesus. And sing it like you mean it. Let us stand up if you are able for Jesus. Even those who are not able can sing it in their hearts.
Thank you.
seated. Our next section is called Peace. And we have a selection on peace by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Brother Larry Mitchum will read this for us, a selection on peace.
When winds are ranging o'er the upper ocean, and billows wild count it with angry roar, 'tis said far down beneath the wild commotion that peaceful stillness reigneth evermore. Far, far beneath the noise of tempest dieth, and silver waves chime over peacefully. And no rude storm, how fierce soe'er so flieth, disturbs the Sabbath of that deeper sea. So to the heart that knows thy love, O purest, there is a temple sacred evermore, and all the babble of life's angry voices dies in hushed silence at its peaceful door. Far, far away the roar of passion dieth, and loving thoughts rise calmly and peacefully, and no rude storm, how fierce soever it flieth, disturb the souls that dwells, O Lord, in thee. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
I love that scripture. Peace I leave with you, my peace. If we believe and if we truly give ourselves over to the Lord, because my peace I give unto you, the Lord is giving us his peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. If we can only think about these things, if we can only remember them in our hour of need, and as trials come upon us, let us remember that the Lord is directing each and every thing that happens unto us, and we can be safe in the arms of Jesus. Let's sing hymn number 252, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Let's continue singing hymn number 344, Master, the Tempest is Raging. Hymn number 344, Master, the Tempest is Raging. You know, brethren, we're very thankful that Sister DeVogue put these thoughts and down to keep her heart near to the Heavenly Father, and that they came via brethren down to where we have them today. this little book, this little inspirational book. You know, forgetting not and letting it be printed. We can thank our dear brother Carl for that. It has been such a blessing to myself and to, I'm sure, all who have read it. And we've just but touched a small little portion of it. And it is available at the book table. We have a great number of our brethren with us. How about sending our love and greetings to all the ecclesias represented? Okay, be sure to take our special love along with you as you journey on. Let's sing in closing hymn number 241A. Hymn number 241A. The resolve and the precious thoughts that can be ours, brethren, if we are but faithful. Hymn number 241A will rise upon singing the last stanza and will be closing prayer. Hymn number 241A, In the Dawning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy and precious name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask thy special blessing that it would be upon all of the things that we have learned today, that we have been inspired to go forth as better witnesses for thy name's sake before the world, that we might walk in our Master's footsteps, keeping our hands clasped within his. Dear Heavenly Father, strengthen us that we might be counted faithful and that we might do and say things that are pleasing with thy sight. If anything has either been said or done amiss, may it be overruled for our highest welfare. And dear Heavenly Father, we again remember not only ourselves assembled here, but we do remember all of thy dear ones the world over. Strengthen and guide and direct each heart as thou knowest best. We long for and pray for thy kingdom to be fully established here upon the earth, that this dark night of trouble will end in that thy blessings might flow upon all of the dear ones, that we'll be able to walk up the highway of holiness and to be able to call the Abba Father as we call the Abba Father today. Again, we leave ourselves into thy care and keeping through Jesus Christ, our returned Lord. Amen.